Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tax the rich, Americans are on board. A new poll shows 67% agree we should raise taxes on the wealthy to bring in revenue. Some friendly advice for Republicans. Watch out. The last 2 weeks, top GOP lawmakers saw the president bring the message straight to their home districts. Now he's making it clear that the gloves are off for good.
Nonsense. Here's Al Sharpton, who says more and more Americans agree with the president and the plan to raise taxes on millionaires is a good one. Who agrees with that? 800-510-8255. Anybody who agrees with that, and I mean this lovingly, anybody who thinks that raising taxes on the wealthy will fix the problems that we have of overspending, of waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse is out of his or her mind. It is just not, it's not sensical, is nothing about it. And whoever paid for that poll, I'd like to talk to the person who's responsible for paying for that poll. You can have a poll on anything. I can hire somebody to, I'll give them, here's what I want the results of the poll to be, here's some money, go to it. This is foolishness. Anyway, the president's economic policies number one on this week's countdown as we go through a few items here during this hour. As a matter of fact, there are 10 items here. The Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week ending Friday, the 30th of September, running down the top 10 hits in talk radio determined by Talkers Magazine. They monitor talk radio programs, as do we, producing this program all across the country. The controversy over OnStar's privacy policy, number 10 this week on the countdown. Major League Baseball, sports talk radio in general, that's number 9. The battle over Obamacare, and it's going to the Supreme Court, number 8. Pentagon terror plot, number 7. Iran's military ambition, number 6. Number 5 is financial market activity and the Wall Street protesting. Michael Jackson, number 4, that trial, actually, of Conrad Murray. And then New Jersey Governor Chris Christie speaking this week. Number 3, number 2, the presidential race. And number 1, the president's economic policies. From MSNBC, Ed Schultz does a talk radio program as well. Talked about how the president's jobs plan will help the economy.
Republicans continue to bash President Obama's jobs plan. They're calling it a second stimulus. Mitch McConnell says it's not serious. House Speaker John Boehner said it will not help the economy.
The president's proposals are a poor substitute for the pro-growth policies that are needed to remove barriers to job creation in America.
Republicans say you can't tax the wealthy and create jobs at the same time. Well, there's a new report out there that says Republicans, that they are very, very wrong on this issue. President Barack Obama's $447 billion jobs plan would help avoid a return to recession by maintaining growth and pushing down the unemployment rate next year, according to economists surveyed by Bloomberg News. The survey of 34 economists says the American Jobs Act will increase the country's gross domestic product by 0.6%. It will add or keep 275,000 workers on payrolls, and it will lower the unemployment rate by 0.2% in 2012. All good stuff. All of these factors will help prevent a double-dip recession. So while the president crisscrosses the country making the pitch for his jobs bill, Republicans, well, they're telling voters that they would rather keep taxes low for millionaires than pass a bill to help the economy. There's the overwhelming support from voters for taxing those who make more than $1 million a year at a rate equal to everyone else. That includes tax on income, tax on investments. But take a look at this. Even Republicans agree with higher taxes on the rich. 66% of Republicans want the wealthiest Americans to pay more compared to 17%. And a majority of the anti-tax Tea Party members, well, look at this. They think the same way. They want higher taxes on the rich by a margin of 52% to 29%. The American people agree with this plan. Economists agree with this plan. And the Republicans, they know it. Stay strong, Mr. President. The people are with you on this.
All right. Are you with the president on this? 800-510-8255. Methinks, again, the T, this is Ed, who is a progressive left of center. He's not as hard left as somebody like Rachel Maddow, but he has his moments. I have a lot of respect for him. The ideas, however, don't always have to be ones. We don't have to agree with everybody to have respect for him, right? You can disagree and have a different idea. I don't think the people are with the president on anything, frankly. And he's promised things before, as Ed was suggesting. Well, if this happens and that happens, it'll be good for everybody. Well, the scenario was set before, and it hasn't proved to be very fruitful. 800-510-8255. So that's where we are with number one. The pundits are at it. That's really the source of a lot of what we get here for conversation. You know as well as I do that the various things that are talked about on the air, at least by the political talk radio hosts, are from various news magazines. You have Newsmax on one side, Mother Jones on the other. You have it's really very interesting how the world of media is changing so rapidly. MSNBC, one side. Fox, the other side. You have radio programs. Obvious, you are listening to this program, so you know what's going on in talk radio. You know who the hosts are on the left and on the right. Magazines like Mother Jones on the left and Newsmax on the right. All of these things are fodder for conversation. Are they all factual? Are they all true? No, not at all. There is a lot of opining in them. Once in a while, you'll pick up a grain of fact. I use the word fact now instead of truth, because everybody's truth is different. Yours may be different than mine, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so that takes care of number one in the countdown. We get to number two and number three in just a matter of moments here as the Talk Radio Countdown Show moves along.
In a military warehouse south of Washington, D.C., a USO stuffing party is in full swing. By the end of the day, volunteers will have stuffed over 10,000 USO care packages, packed them in boxes, loaded them on trucks, and sent them on their way to our soldiers in Iraq, Afghanistan, and military bases around the world. They'll stuff them full of things that most of us take for granted, but that our troops don't often have. Things like toiletries, playing cards, candy, books, little things. Little things that carry an enormous message to our troops. Little things like, thank you. Like, we'll never forget you. Like, we're behind you 100%. Like, we love and cherish each and every one of you. Little things. We're all about the little things. We're the USO. So are you. For more information and to find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
Many women can relate to the anxiety of wondering whether or not they're pregnant, especially with the recent birth control recall, or if you just miss a pill. But women can know they're pregnant sooner than ever before with the First Response Early Result Pregnancy Test, which can detect pregnancy up to 6 days before the missed period, one day sooner than other tests on the market. Dr. Mary Jane Minkin, clinical professor of obstetrics and gynecology at the Yale University School of Medicine, has more.
If you have missed a pill or are unsure about the pills you are taking, don't panic. Take a First Response Early Result Pregnancy Test, which can provide results up to 6 days before the day of your missed period. Knowing you're pregnant sooner puts you at an advantage because early detection allows you to make appropriate behavioral and health changes for yourself and your baby. First Response Early Pregnancy Test really does tell you first.
For more information, visit www.firstresponse.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of magic.
Yes!
Magic Johnson, that is. And he's helping Quicken Loans offer free Android smartphones to folks throughout America.
Whoa! There goes another one.
I'm just getting warmed up.
Here's how to get yours. Give us a call today at 800-401-0027 to take advantage of our free home loan review. With mortgage rates at their lowest levels ever, now's a perfect time to find out if a new home loan is right for you. Then, after talking with us, we'll offer you a free Android smartphone.
That's some Detroit magic right there.
Call Quicken Loans today at 800-401-0027 or go to quickenloans.com/Android to learn more. One more way Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. Free phone offers valid with activation for qualifying new two-year service plan with selected wireless provider. Offer subject to credit approval. Limited time offer subject to change. Additional restrictions apply. Visit quickloans.com/Android for full terms and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 56. NMLS number 33.
800-510-8255. Joseph joins us on the countdown with his thought on Obama's economic policies. Go ahead, Joseph. You're on the air.
Well, thanks for the opportunity to speak. I wanted to say that, you know, the president keeps bashing away at the Republicans and keeps saying that we have to do this now, everything now, a sense of urgency and such. But they have control of the Senate, and Harry Reid hasn't brought this bill to the floor. He hasn't had any kind of vote on it because he knows himself, even in their own party, that they don't have the votes. And because the American people don't buy it. We don't buy it. We haven't bought it. And the reason is because we understand this man is spending us into oblivion. And it's not addressing any of the long-term issues that we have. And, you know, what we should be doing as a party, as a Republican Party or any party, we should be asking the S&P, hey, look, you guys downgraded this the last time. What is it that you think we should be doing? What is it that you think would be better for us to continue down the path that we're going? Or should we say, hey, you know what, immediately let's do a 10, you know, every department of the government needs to cut 10% off of its top line of budget. Okay, maybe that'll make a dent. Maybe that'll do something. Maybe that'll get us away from where we're going on this. But, you know, the president, everything is such a got to do this now, got to do it now. Everything is such a sense of urgency. And meanwhile, there he goes, Mr. Harry Reid, sitting there on that bill and has not even brought it up for a vote.
Good point, Joseph in Vegas. Thank you. 800-510-8255. As far as who else is interested in the Obama seat, that is the president's seat, here's Chris Bradshaw, talk host, with his producer, Sophia, talking about Herman Cain and his comments that the majority of African Americans who don't vote Republican have been brainwashed.
Herman Cain has diligently studied why African Americans predominantly vote Democratic. You know, how can someone like Obama get 90% of the vote? And Herman Cain has it figured out.
Why is the Republican Party poison for so many African Americans?
Because many African Americans have been brainwashed into not being open-minded, not even considering a conservative point of view. I have received some of that same vitriol simply because I am running for the Republican nomination as a conservative. So it's just brainwashing and people not being open-minded, pure and simple.
That's a strong word to talk about your fellow African-Americans, brainwashed?
For two-thirds of them, Wolf, that is the case.
Okay, well, Lee, it's not witchcraft. Sophia, will you come in here for a second? There needs to be some sort of test. Grab that microphone right there. Mm-hmm. All right, just real quick.
Okay.
Hey, what do you think about cutting taxes on the top 2%?
Cutting taxes in the top 2%?
Mm-hmm.
Don't like it.
You're brainwashed! We need to find a deprogrammer. You ever watch Veronica? That guy,
yes.
Remember the rich kid who joined the hippie commune?
Yes, I remember him.
And then they kidnapped him, they throw him in, and the next day he was driving a Porsche. We need to find that guy and grab you, put you in the back of a limo, and deprogram you.
Here's the thing about Mr. Cain. I think you said he was a talk show host, right?
Yeah, WSB in Atlanta. He actually took a show from a friend of mine.
Okay, so setting aside the fact that I admire him for what he did as a businessman, he was able to turn Godfather's Pizza around. That's great.
Did great work at the Fed.
Fed.
He doesn't seem to highlight that with
no,
the Republican field.
No, well, he's a Tea Partier now, so. But the thing with Herman Cain is because he had the latest stint as a talk show host, he tends to talk and just use these really simplistic ideas to try to explain something so complex as to why the modern Republican Party no longer can garner the black vote. It is not pure and simple. There is a long history of how the party morphed from being the party of Lincoln to what they are now.
Yeah, that may be, but things change anyway. That's an interesting view, isn't it? It's the 21 after on the countdown.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So we are into the presidential race, and Chris Christie seems to be an important part of that this week. Before we get to him, let's just go back to Herman Cain's comments about black voters. Here are the ladies from The View discussing the idea about whether or not black voters are brainwashed.
Republican presidential hopeful Herman Cain is gaining a lot of ground in the polls, but he says getting the black vote will be a challenge because, quote, African-American voters have been brainwashed into not being open-minded, not even considering a conservative point of view. As a black person myself, I try to consider many views. I think lots of people actually in real life want to hear different points of view. They don't want to be told this is what they have to think. I think lots of folks are interested in different points of view.
I think with Herman Cain, I remember he was on the first GOP debate, and he didn't get a lot of attention because they kept going to Michelle Bachmann and Mitt Romney. And with Herman Cain saying that you know, we're brainwashed, I just liken it to Rick Perry. You know, you got to say something to stand out, and you got to say something controversial because, look, I mean, it's got a lot of people talking. I don't co-sign that. I think it's very disappointing that you would throw us under the bus and say that we are too stupid to figure out politics and who the best person is that we want to vote for.
And I actually think, Sherry, in line with that, and totally piggybacking off of that, I think the black voters out there actually have more to consider right now maybe than ever before, because the unemployment rate right now, I think, is over 18% in the community. Mm-hmm. So independents right now, mm-hmm. and the independent vote and the black vote are going to be the most crucial in this election. Right. And they're going to have to look the most closely at these candidates. And
we always do. I mean, it's like what you see on TV. I'm sorry, I just cut you off. I'm so sorry.
I was just going to say that yesterday I was watching, or the day before, watching Romney speak, mm-hmm. and he's touting Herman Cain. He's saying good mm-hmm. things about him. So it makes me think maybe he wants to put him on the ticket as vice president with him to get the black vote away from Obama, because they smell blood in the water because, you know,
CDC
got mad, and et cetera.
How many months is it to the election?
It's going to be an ugly one.
How many months?
About a year and a half.
So anything can happen in a year and a half.
All right. 800-510-8255. A year and a half. No, it's a year and 2 months, or a year and 1 month, right? Anyway, there are a lot of food for thought there. Let's listen to a talk radio interview Michael Tomasky from Newsweek talks about Chris Christie and the speculation over his running.
I watched that Christie performance the other night, and he was very impressive, and I could see how he'd be very appealing to conservatives, the plain-spokenness and the humor and all that kind of stuff. But once he gets in there, there will be a scrutiny of his record, and on lots of things, ranging from global warming to gun control to his appointment of that Muslim judge where he called his critics insane, to a campaign commercial which featured a speech by Barack Obama. That's right, a Christie campaign commercial which featured a speech by Barack Obama. And then immigration and some other things. You know, his record is not, if Rick Perry's record isn't conservative enough, Chris Christie's record sure isn't. But, you know, when you're unhappy with the gals who are at the prom, you know, I guess you keep looking for another one. And, you know, but I don't think that, there is no such thing as a perfect, Tea Party or right-wing candidate. Or maybe there is, but she's in Alaska, and she's probably not going to run, and she'd get absolutely clobbered if she did run. There is no perfect candidate, so they're just going to have to roll the dice at some point and choose somebody. The Republicans just released this morning, as you know, their primary schedule for next year. And if you look over the early states, I don't see that many that I think Chris Christie could really win. I mean, Iowa, the Iowa Republican caucuses are really dominated by fundamentalist Christian factions, so I don't think that's really a Christie state. Then there's New Hampshire, which he could compete, but that's kind of a Romney state, and Romney's way ahead there. Could change, but, you know, Romney was governor right next door.
Mitt Romney and Herman Cain, what do you think the sound of that is like to the Republicans? Michael Jackson's doctor's trial up next on the Countdown.
High levels of vitamin C are bad for you.
Ginkgo doesn't help.
Is good for memory.
Salt is
detrimental.
Beneficial to your health.
Confused by all the nutritional information out there? Then trust your nutrition to New Pro Nutrients, a new line of three select supplements from the makers of Centrum, the number one selling multivitamin brand. With omega-3, probiotics, and fruit and veggie, Pro Nutrients work with your multivitamin. New Pro Nutrients from Centrum. Help make nutrition possible. Now at Walgreens.
For a limited time, you can add the OnStar FMV mirror to your car for only $199. It's like having a portable nav, a roadside assistance plan, Bluetooth, and a stolen vehicle system, plus automatic help in a crash. And it's compatible with most cars. Add OnStar FMV to your car at Best Buy for only $199 MSRP after instant rebate. Tax, installation, and OnStar subscription extra. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, details, and more retailers. Hurry, offer ends October 31st, 2011.
Ultimate football fans, rejoice. Score a new TV at Sears. With top brands and our price match guarantee, if you find a better price, challenge the call and we'll match it. Plus, give you 10% of the difference. After further review, awesome.
Come into Sears to get an LG 47-inch 3D HD TV, a 3D Blu-ray player, plus four pairs of 3D glasses, all for just $999.99. Perfect for everyday use with the added excitement of 3D.
It's the ultimate football experience, only at Sears.
See store for price match policy and offer details. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii. Sale ends 10-1.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste. waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is a special alert from eFoods Direct. Silver just dumped to a two-year low, and right now the stock market crashes and recrashes daily. What does that mean to you? When stocks crash, companies fail, jobs are lost, and you can't buy the already too expensive food. eFoods just got notice that wholesale costs on pasta, rice, and beans will immediately jump 20%. The all-time high cost of sugar is tripling. Those who tried to buy silver for security just lost a big piece of the food their silver might have bought before it crashed. So what are you going to do? Get as much food as you can. With these problems you're facing, eFoods Direct has no choice but to extend the free shipping another week to October 9th. Free shipping to October 9th buys more food with shipping dollars. Call 800-409-5633, 24 hours. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
The new list this week, the charts for the week of September 26th through the 30th, that's what we're going over here. The stories, the hot topics, 800-510-8255 is your connection line. And we're at number four, the trial of Conrad Murray regarding the death of Michael Jackson. On the CNN, Dr. Drew talks to Nancy Grace, who doesn't think Dr. Murray is being charged with the right crime.
Do you think the defense will be able in any way to withstand the onslaught of this prosecution? Because it seems to me it's the right charge.
No, it's okay. Not the right charge, number one.
Well, not the right charge.
No, this is undercharged. Yeah. This should have been charged as a murder one. It's very confusing, but murder one requires intent to commit the act, yeah. Not to kill. For instance, Dr. Drew, if I took a gun and held it to your head and pulled the trigger and then went, oh, I didn't mean to kill you, I only meant to scare you. It doesn't matter under the law. The law presumes you intend the natural consequences of your act. If you throw down a piece of china, the law believes you meant to break it. So, by holding a gun to your head and pulling the trigger, the law assumes I mean to kill you. Shooting Jackson up in the arm with surgical anesthetic, super-powered propofol, and leaving him in a bed surrounded by his own urine while the doctor goes in another room to chat up his mistress on the phone, then runs back in and goes, ah, he's dead. Hey, he actually said, anybody know CPR? He should go to jail for that alone. But the jury should have a choice. Murder one, voluntary, involuntary. That should have been up to a jury.
So there should have been three charges.
Absolutely.
For them to decide amongst.
Yes.
Oh, that's it. So they undercharged him. But do you think maybe Casey Anthony's the reason they undercharged him?
Because no, he was charged before the Casey Anthony trial went to fruition.
Because people keep talking about the Casey Anthony effect now, that people are so fearful of letting somebody guilty go free.
Impossible.
Yeah.
Look at the timeline. The charge in the Jackson case occurred before the not guilty in the Topman trial. So there's absolutely no correlation.
Have you dealt, something I've dealt with a lot in this town is physicians getting sort of dazzled by celebrities and it impairing their judgment. Is that something you've come across or had to deal with?
Yes, I have, yeah. Especially in California. But
yes.
It happens everywhere. Wherever there are stars, even D-list celebrities, doctors, lawyers, everyone around them buys into whatever they want. But that's why you have your oath as a doctor, to not be blinded by money, by fame, by celebrity.
I understand that. But in spite of that, though, and it's funny, I did an interview with another doctor earlier today, and I've had this come up multiple times talking about Michael Jackson, saying the following thing: oh yes, I did X, Y, and Z procedure on Michael, and then we became good friends. To me, that strikes my ear as so profoundly unethical that it borders on illegal. That I have a dual relationship with a patient. I'm his doctor and I'm his friend. You got to be one or the other, right?
Well, I think that, you know, you see it from your point of view, but I see it strictly as a lawyer, as a trial lawyer. And I think that the defense attempt to blame another doctor, Dr. Klein, who was Michael Jackson's dermatologist for about 20 years, they're trying to say that Dr. Klein got Jackson hooked on Demerol. Well, Demerol is not what killed Jackson. And this is not a civil case. We are not looking at what happened in the past. We are looking at what happened the day Michael Jackson died.
All right. So that's Nancy Grace talking to Dr. Drew Pinsky. Here's Dan Abrams, who is on The View. He tries to assess what the prosecutors are trying to show the jury.
Is there something that the prosecution, what are they trying to get out? What do they want these people, what do they want the jury to know about Conrad Murray? Because he's not looking real good.
That's right. And one of the things that I think has sort of been a theme underneath the surface has been money. Has been that you heard a lot of witnesses talking about the negotiations between Michael Jackson's team and Conrad Murray. Was this enough money? How was he going to get paid, et cetera? And that's not, as a doctor, what you want the public to be thinking of, is how many hundreds of thousands of dollars per month.
All the enablers involved who are negotiating.
That's an issue, too, but I can tell you from the jury's perspective, I think it's very important, and I think the prosecution has done this very successfully already, is without saying, this is about money.
Yeah.
They have made it seem like this is about money.
All right, here's Taco's Joe Galewski talking to Hollywood reporter Shannon Rose about the push for Michael Jackson's children to testify in this trial.
What have you heard? What's the latest coming out of that trial?
Well, it seems like all the staff has been testifying, and Michael Jackson's head of security, Fahim Mohammed, claimed that the kids witnessed, Conrad Murray. So the kids are actually are probably the best witnesses of anyone to testify. But he said that they, witnessed that Conrad Murray was trying to resuscitate their father, Michael Jackson. So the latest is that they definitely would like one of the children, whether it be Blanket or Prince or whoever. I think it's the 14-year-old is Blanket, if I'm correct on that, or Prince, but to testify. But the thing is, the mom doesn't want, the cameras to be there. They said it's fine if they want to, if they feel they're able to talk on the stand, but it's about, being in the courtroom. And they also said they want to clear the courtroom, but I don't think that's going to be the case.
Yeah, Conrad Murray said he did know how to do CPR. He must have skipped medical school that day when they taught him how to do that. So
also, they said that they showed video of him pacing. That he was well aware of what he did. So definitely, they're trying to paint a picture of that he was negligent and definitely aware of the problem that happened.
All right, so that's the number four issue this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We'll be working over, number five is the activity in the financial markets. Number six, what's going on in Iran. We'll take a look and listen to number seven this week, the terror plot, the Pentagon terror plot, which involves a gentleman who happens to come from my hometown. I don't know that we're particularly proud of that, but that's the story, and it comes up next year on the Countdown.
We use 50 kinds of fasteners, and if we run low, we need more of them. Fast business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
The more our customers grow, the more we grow business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once, literally. I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SevaClear, risk-free. SevaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SevaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SevaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SevaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you. And the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed
her.
Mucus. But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
800-510-8255, email to doug@dougstefan.com or follow us at dougstefan.com. You can use Facebook if you want to keep up with some of the discussions that are not necessarily on the air about the issues of the day, the events of the day, the things that we're talking about. Number seven, this terror plot. Here from Fox, Shepard Smith talks to a correspondent named Molly Line about this homegrown terrorist who was planning an attack from several different areas using these drone planes. He happens to be a fellow that comes from the Framingham, Massachusetts area where I'm from.
The FBI has arrested a man accused of plotting to attack the United States Capitol building and the Pentagon with large remote-controlled airplanes packed with explosives. The feds report they arrested a 26-year-old United States citizen and Northeastern University physics grad, describing him as a fan of al-Qaeda committed to violent jihad since early last year. Agents busted him in an undercover sting near Boston, where they delivered the suspect's weapons he requested, including grenades, machine guns, and what he reportedly believed were explosives. What else do we know about this plot, Molly?
Well, Rezwan Firdaus is the full name of the suspect that they have in custody, and they believe that he met with FBI investigators and some collaborating witnesses numerous times as he developed this plot that included small aircraft. We actually have a couple photos similar to the aircraft that he had intended to use in this plot, according to the court paperwork we've received. In May and June, Firdaus delivered two full thumb drives to agents containing detailed plans, step-by-step instructions. He said he needed six people, three aircraft, and then he finally traveled traveled to D.C. to scope out the area, find a launch site, and to take pictures. He even secured a storage facility under a false name here in Massachusetts, where he intended to build and maintain all of this equipment. Ultimately, he was arrested when investigators came to make a delivery of some of the things that he believed he needed for his plot, including those explosives. His motivation, he told the FBI agents, essentially was, after viewing jihadi websites, he believed that America was evil and that jihad was the way to move forward. Jeff?
Well, this suspect gave the FBI some devices, it's my understanding, that he reportedly thought were detonators.
Exactly. He had altered a couple of cell phones, several, in fact, up to eight, and had given them to the undercover agents, which he believed were tied with Al-Qaeda. And he believed that they were actually used to kill American troops overseas. And when told that that had occurred, falsely, of course, because they never actually were put in use, that was exactly what I wanted, is what he told those undercover FBI agents.
All right. How come so many of these guys are captured in stings? You wonder that. They get set up. How does that work? How do they find, how do they put all that together? It's something I've always been curious about. Also on this same item, the, New York show hosted by John Gambling. Here's a conversation that Gambling had with Congressman Peter King about the profile of this man.
This is interesting. This is not some, you can call him crazy or not, but certainly highly educated individual that you wouldn't have expected to be involved in this.
No. Again, he's very highly educated. He's a physicist, graduated from Northeastern University, lived in a beautiful home. Nothing in his background that we're aware of indicated terrorism. He's an American citizen. And, you know, this, though, is, even though it's unusual, at the same time, it's what we're coming to expect now from these type of attacks coming from people under the radar screen. Not people who are out in demonstrations, not people who have websites, but people who are living very normal lives here in the United States on the surface. But beneath it, they become very hostile jihadists. Or, in this case, a person who appears to have been recruited or at least self-radicalized over the Internet. I mean, he was obsessed with killing Americans. He was constantly going to jihadist websites. He was, especially after Bin Laden was killed, that is really what put him over the edge.
He is American, correct?
He's American. He's a citizen. And from all intents and purposes, is living a fairly normal life.
It makes you wonder what's going on here. I will say, however, that I think that the fact that the FBI and other intelligence agencies were watching this guy since March and obviously getting involved with him and setting up the sting operation, which took him down, says to me that we're doing a pretty good job here.
We are. We're doing, I said we are light years ahead of where we were on September 10th, 2001. There's no comparison at all. You know, the reminder to us is, though, that they only have to be lucky once. And that's the pressure that's on us, that's on the FBI, that's on the NYPD, that's on really all law enforcement and intelligence agencies, is to, they don't want that one to get through. And I heard some people last night say, oh, the guy's just going to fly model planes. Well, we're talking about devices or vehicles that were, airborne vehicles that were 6, 7, 8 feet long, 5, 6 feet wide, have packed them with C4 explosives, have them crash into a building, whether it's the Capitol or the Pentagon or an office building or any building in Manhattan. We're talking about a devastating type of impact.
And I think the most nefarious part of the plan, as I read about it today, is the fact that actually it was not the bombs that were going to do most of the damage. That would be the fuse, if you will, to get people to obviously run out of the building or evacuate a building, and he planned to stand there and mow them down with AK-47s.
Yeah, he was looking forward to the opportunity to kill Americans, to kill lawmakers, to kill government officials, and any civilians who happen to be in the way, there's collateral damage.
Well, I'd like to spend about 2 hours taking that report apart. There's a lot of inaccuracies and just not right information there, but what they've done is serve their purpose, which is to glorify the FBI and scare everybody. Meanwhile, the Major League Baseball season has ended. That's another item here on the countdown. Here is Mike Greenberg. It's Mike and Mike Show, the radio show that talks sports, is very successful, about the Red Sox and the Braves collapsing.
Everyone wants to know who's to blame. The Red Sox had a 9-game lead on September 2nd. The Braves had an 8.5-game lead on September 5th. And both of them are now going home. Who's to blame? Well, in both cases, I can easily tell you who to blame. In Boston, it's the pitching. Red Sox starting pitching in the month of September. The starters were 4-13 with an ERA of 7.08. They gave up 101 earned runs in 128 innings. In the month, they made 5 quality starts. They had two quality starts in their last 12 games. So it does. You don't have to look that far.
Yeah.
The pitching collapsed.
Right.
Collapsed. You say to yourself on September 2nd, oh, how bad could things possibly get? They got that bad?
They got that bad.
In Atlanta, it was the offense. The Atlanta Braves in the month of September averaged 3.2 runs per game. Only the Padres and Astros averaged fewer. In the month of September, the Braves hit 195 with runners in scoring position. They were 5-for-32 with runners in scoring position in their last five games, all losses. Chipper Jones hit a wall. He hit 174 his last 13 games. Brian McCann came off the DL in mid-August, hit 180 in the last 37 games. So, for the Red Sox, the pitching fell apart.
Yeah.
For the Braves, the offense went away.
All right, so that's number nine. Number 10, the OnStar privacy controversy. In a moment, we tackle Obamacare, as that was number 8 on the story list on this week's Talk Radio Countdown show.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Last week, I started a meeting on my office computer. I had to go cross town for another meeting. So Mike drove, and I was able to finish my WebEx meeting using the WebEx app on my smartphone. This is how you do business.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals
now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters.
You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques,
where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Winning awards and prizes right and left is kind of a cool concept. Taking all of the talk radio shows that focus on issues, the so-called news talk radio stations and programs, and coming up with some synthesis, an idea, a general revelation of what the hot topics are, and that's what the countdown is all about in its 14th year here. And so we get to number 8, the Obamacare discussion. Here's host Matt Patrick talking to Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison of Texas about an article that she wrote claiming that Obamacare is the greatest threat to jobs in our country.
So our biggest threat, according to your op-ed piece, is the fact that Obamacare is still sitting there.
Absolutely. You talk to the business people around our state, especially the small business people that are maybe just over 50 employees, they're the ones who say, I can't hire, I'm not going to hire any more people because of this Obama health care. That and regulatory overreach are the two issues that are cited all the time. And if he wants to create jobs, we don't need more spending, we don't need more stimulus, we need to cut back on regulations, we need to stop implementing Obamacare, and tell our business people what they can expect so that they will be able to start hiring people and know what's coming.
And, Senator Hutchison, it appears as though the administration wants to get this into the Supreme Court as quickly as possible. They did not exercise their appeals after the court in Atlanta agreed with many states that the individual mandate is unconstitutional. So it looks like this is going to the Supreme Court, so we should have a decision on this pretty quick.
Well, quick. By Supreme Court standards, quick would be sometime, maybe in late spring next year. That would be a kind of Supreme Court's quick time. And so we will have another probably 6 months of this, not knowing if that individual mandate is unconstitutional, which the 11th Circuit has said it is.
All right, next up here is radio host Kobe Mock and Kevin Thomas talking to Nebraska Attorney General John Bruning about the health care plan, which has been ruled unconstitutional in a couple of states.
You announced today that Nebraska is part of a coalition, I think it's 26 states, that are going to move forward in challenging the constitutionality of Obamacare. So... let me get this right, though. We have filed the appeal ourselves, correct?
We have. NFIB, the National Federation of Independent Businesses, has filed as well. The federal government has filed as well. Everybody agrees this thing ought to go to the Supreme Court. So we're highly confident they're going to take it. They usually only take 2 or 3% of cases, but this one's different.
Well,
and we believe they'll take it.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought that the individual mandate of the act was found unconstitutional. Once that was found unconstitutional, isn't that enough to stop Obamacare?
Well, I wish that was the case. It was found unconstitutional in the district court in Florida. If that decision was upheld by the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals in Atlanta, this is a case that I and other states are directing. Me and five others are directing it for the 26-state coalition. But there are other courts that have found it to be constitutional, other circuit courts that have found it to be constitutional. So we have really differing decisions by differing circuit courts. But the main lawsuit is the 26-state lawsuit. We believe the Supreme Court will take this one up. There was some difference. You know, the district court judge said not only was it unconstitutional, it wasn't severable, so that the whole law should fall of its own weight. Without the mandate, the law falls. The appellate court said that indeed the mandate was unconstitutional, but that it would be severable. So one of the questions for the Supreme Court, probably the main question, is the mandate severable if indeed it's unconstitutional? So all those will be questions taken up by the Supreme Court.
Now, there was part of this, the news that came out yesterday, was that the federal government could have made an appeal directly to this appeals court that made the ruling last time. Were you surprised that the federal government didn't meet yesterday's deadline, at least asking for reconsideration of that ruling?
Absolutely, yeah. That's an interesting point. They could have asked for what's called an en banc ruling. The decision of the 11th Circuit was made by a three-judge panel, as appellate decisions are made in the federal district courts or in the federal appellate courts. But you can ask for a ruling from the full 11th Circuit, which is 13 or 14 judges, however many they've got at this time. They didn't do that, which essentially tells us they want a decision before the election as well. We expect the court to take it this fall. We expect, you know, it to be briefed up this fall, arguments in the spring, and a decision by next June or July. And so what you're seeing here is the Obama administration also wants a decision by the election. And so that, I think, is kind of fascinating in terms of politics and strategy. There was many who believed that the Obama administration would probably ask its Department of Justice to wait and delay this thing past the 2012 elections next fall. They want a decision as well. So everybody does, and we're going to get one.
All right, there it is, the review of the hot hits in talk radio, the big stories, and we're appreciative of your attention to this hour of the talk radio.